very kindly popped along to say hello to us here at the Langdale Chase. And just to say, listeners to BBC Radio Cumbria, you're more than welcome to come along. We'd love to see you here. Dr. Julie Bradshaw, somebody who knows a thing or two about swimming herself. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, I know a little bit about it. I've been in it since, over 36 years now.
So how many records have you cracked?
I've cracked a few. I think last count was just over 12, well, it was about 20, 24 for various long distance and channel swimming. Mm-hmm. So I wish you luck today.
You're a regular here in Windermere, aren't you?
I am. I've got a boat berthed at Bowness. I use it for, apart from relaxation, I use it to take swimmers on and who accompany on the lake. You know, sort of, I enjoy coaching as well, and I've coached swimmers all over the year to do the lake and obviously to do the channel swim.
What advice can you offer me? I've been training for the last 3-4 weeks. I'm well aware of the fact that fitness you cannot store. So I've been regularly clocking up lengths in my local swimming pool. But this is going to be a totally different experience for me come 11:15.
Yes, this will be a very different experience. What I would strongly advise is when you go in, to go in very slowly, to get your breath, and to just to go in, make sure before you start swimming to get your breath. Mm-hmm. It is a great experience, and hopefully after this, like me a few years ago, you'll want to do more.
Somebody did mention, Fern, you do this the once and it could become addictive. I don't get it myself, but you honestly think that it might be, you know, a change of mind come 11:30, 11:45 today, hopefully having completed this challenge?
Well, you'll complete it. It's for a great cause anyway, children's charities, which is what I always do it for. I mean, I started out when I was 12 years old. I swam across lake and I was a little bit scared. I did it head up breaststroke, and the following year I came back on front crawl and won the race. So there you go.
You're a natural.
Back. Well, you never know. You might be a natural as well.
And of all of the long-distance swims that you've done, which stand out for you? Which were the most testing?
Gosh, I've done so many. I think the ones that are memorable are my four-way Windermere swim, which I did in 1981, which took me 23 hours. Mm. It was just a great swim. I was 16 at the time. And then, obviously, in the latter years, my butterfly swim of the English Channel in world record time. And just landing on that beach and, you know, taking the pebbles, it was wonderful.
Swimming the channel, butterfly, that is the physical, just the challenge itself. And obviously you've got to time it right, because the tide, however good a swimmer you are, if you don't time it right, you can still be paddling like Mary Hell, but being drawn back off the shore.
Yes, you get a boat, you affiliate to the Channel Swimming Association and get a boat, and they take you across. It takes a lot of training, and yes, butterfly is the hardest stroke, and people say to me, why butterfly? Well, I knew I could do it. One other person had done it. I broke their record, but I'd first swam the English Channel when I was 15 years old, so it took me another 23 years to have another go, and who says in a few years' time I won't do it again, but watch this space.
What are you thinking of? What's running through your mind? Because you've got a lot of time to kill whilst the body is physically going through the motions of getting you through the water.
It's a case of keeping that mind occupied. I do all sorts of things. I sing to myself. I've even been known to write a book in my head. And it's a great time just to be free, to let your mind wander and to be with myself.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
I'm taking on board, I'm like blotting paper this morning, any bit of help that gets me through this course. Julie, thank you for joining us.
You're
this morning
welcome.
Here on BBC Radio Cumbria. And good luck with your next challenge. Anything in the pipeline?
Watch this space.
Okay, we watch this space. We'll find out more. Dr. Julie Bradshaw, over 20 world records to her name when it comes to swimming. We can learn greatly from Julie this morning. Fern, live from Windermere.